We have lots of things that we offer just on a regular basis, but this is really where we're ramping up for all of our summer activities, whether it's just the outdoor activities, getting facilities ready for people to enjoy outside, and programs.
Fantastic. Yeah, we'll be sure to dive into more about what is happening over the next couple of weeks. I don't know if you could we can zoom in here. Make sure I hit the right camera angle. There we go. The Community Center Courier, just for the May and June months, you mentioned, is about to be released? Or
correct.
Is,
it's, we are still putting some finishing touches on it, but it will be released in just a few days.
So it's hot, technically here, when I'm holding, hot off the presses here pretty much, and we'll dive into what is happening here in the next couple of months for the Beaver Dam area. But first, want to recognize volunteers.
Right.
This week, April 23rd through the 27th, is National Volunteer Week. And Jana, I'm sure for your department there, a lot of local organizations here in the city of Beaver Dam, without volunteers, a lot of what happens wouldn't happen without their help.
Correct. Yeah. And we have over 100 youth and adults who volunteer for our department throughout the year. Some of them volunteer on a regular basis, every week, others just for special programs and activities. But we really couldn't do it without them. And whether it's specialized skills like our AARP tax aid volunteers who prepare taxes for people, or program volunteers leading exercise classes and craft classes, to the people who are answering our phones at the welcome desk. So we just really appreciate them greatly.
And I believe, if I'm looking here correctly, that in the most newest edition of the Community Center Courier, there is a page dedicated to all the volunteers that do help out with what everybody does here in the city of Beaver Dam, and just how important it is to recognize what they do, and just, you know, make sure that they're recognized for the time and efforts that they put in here to supporting what's happening here in Beaver
right.
Dam.
Yeah,
it's great. Absolutely. great to see that. And how, if somebody is interested in volunteering with local organizations here or just with the Beaver Dam Recreation Department, how can they get a hold of you guys? How can they reach out and learn more?
It's really easy. They can just give us a call at 920-887-4639. Or they can stop by the Watermark during our office hours. The Watermark is located at 209 South Center Street, and we are open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And they can stop by, find out more about what opportunities we have available. They might have a skill that to offer and be able to help us offer something that we don't currently offer. One example is from over 20 years ago, a gentleman walked into the department and asked if we had a wood carving class or a wood carving group. And we said no. And he said, and I said, you know, we'd love to offer that, but we don't have a volunteer to lead it. And he said, well, how about me? And then he told me his experience, and the rest was history. We still do offer the program, and it has really flourished ever since. So you never know.
Yeah. So there are, even though there is maybe a program that doesn't exist that somebody has a special expertise in or has some experience in, they can come in and start a class or a program with the Recreation Department and have people sign up, and they can teach what they know to people here in the community.
Yes. And one thing that I've had a request for is line dancing.
Mm.
And whether someone is willing to volunteer or do it on a paid basis, we would love to find somebody to lead a line dancing program for us. So there again, we're looking for it. We just don't have the right person to make that happen.
Great. If anyone out there then listening or watching is a line dancing expert, your call has been sent out to start a class here in Beaver Dam. And yeah, that's exciting to see. I'm sure it's exciting for you to see those things expand and grow out and be able to offer more and exciting classes for people here in the community.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Again, want to thank our guest here for taking the time to join us here on Community Comment this morning. Again, we're with Jana Stevens, the Recreation Administrator with the Beaver Dam Recreation Department. We have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
This week's FFA Student of the Week, presented by Corey Oil and Mid-State Equipment, is Jillian Bach of Beaver Dam High School. The senior has been involved in many activities while in the FFA, and her favorite ag-related class at Beaver Dam High School is Large Animal and Vet Health 1. After graduation, she plans to study to be a vet tech. Congratulations to Beaver Dam High School's Jillian Bach. She's this week's FFA Student of the Week, presented by Corey Oil and Mid-State Equipment.
Do you know that Kladowski Real Estate offers no-charge buyer consultations? What that entails: a relaxed meeting to discuss your must-haves, what to look for when touring a home, the aspects of an offer, budgeting for purchase costs, and financing options. We'll chat about home inspections, radon testing, and warranties. When making the biggest purchase of your life, make Kladowski Real Estate your trusted real estate advisor. Call and schedule your no-charge buyer consultation at 920-219-9212.
Son, have a seat. It's time we talk.
Dad, is everything okay?
Yes, my boy. You're in a young age. You'll start to become curious about things like sunrooms. But fear not. The perfect time for one is right now. Our friends at Hometown Glass are pros at creating your ideal sunroom.
So the rumors are true. If I handle that now, I'll boost property value and enjoy sunshine year-round?
Yes, so make haste, my beloved son. Call the local experts at Hometown Glass and Improvement for a free estimate at 887-3757 or visit hometownglass.com.
While you're tackling your spring cleaning, keep St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County in mind. Declutter and give back. St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County is accepting donations of gently used clothing, household items, kitchenwares, and more. Your items help support families in need within our community. St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County is open 8 to 7, Monday through Saturday, located on Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam. Shop, save, support St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
Do you enjoy working outside? United Cooperative is now hiring seasonal employees for their spring agronomy season. They're seeking custom applicators, tender truck drivers, and warehouse associates. An agricultural background is preferred. Competitive pay, flexible schedule, and potential for overtime is available. For more career information, send an email to careers@unitedcooperative.com or call their HR department at 920-887-1756.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional.
Back with more Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Kevin Haugen.
It is 10:18 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. You are listening to Community Comment here. Our guest on the program is Recreation Administrator Janice Stevens with the city's Recreation Department. Of course, if you have a question for our guest this morning here on Community Comment, you can call into the show at 920-885-4446, or you can also text your questions into 920-887-9595. Here again with Janice Stevens, Recreation Administrator on Community Comment this morning. And Jana, we mentioned here in our first segment that the Community Center Courier for the months of May and June are soon to be released to the public here. And essentially, is that how this program is broken down? Is it like a two-month window that there's a highlight on local activities and events that are taking place?
Yes, we publish our program guide every other month, every 2 months. We do project out as far as we can.
Yeah.
If people are looking at the March and April Community Center Courier, it has lots of our summer activities in there already because people like to plan, especially for kids programs. They want to get their kids' calendars together. But our next one is coming out for May and June, and we are right down to the wire. We've been adding more activities and just kind of putting the final touches on it. And our staff puts it all together, from myself doing the program planning, Manning and other staff, and we have in-house, we do our own graphic design and layout and all of that. So it really is a project that we do internally and then have it published by a printing company.
Yeah, that was kind of dived in a little bit to what I was hoping to ask next, and that's just the process that goes into putting this together. So is it really just going through and you know, having people either reach out or you guys have a calendar of everything that's happening over the next 2 months, and all right, this is what we want to highlight here, include a blurb and type those things up and include that into the program?
Yeah. So these are our programs. Many of them, as we talk about them, will highlight the fact that we partner with other individuals, organizations, businesses to offer them. We don't put other organizations we don't promote other organizations' activities unless we are partnering with them in some way or another. But we also include the Parks Department information. We handle the park shelter reservations and Ball Diamond reservations, those types of things, through the Recreation Department. So we make sure that we have that information in the courier. And we also have a page for the library because we do partner with them on a lot of programs and have a good working relationship with the library.
Great. All the finishing touches are done and the program is ready to be sent out to the public, where can people find this and pick it up?
They can find it on our website, of course, the city website, the recreation page, as well as at the Watermark. The City Hall, the library, a couple of the grocery stores in town, Piggly Wiggly and the market, and as well as several businesses around the community. We also deliver them to some of the apartment buildings that are interested in having them there for their residents, especially where there's a large number of seniors who live in the apartment buildings because we have many senior programs for ages 50 and over. So you can find it all over town.
Great. So a lot of opportunities to make sure you don't miss out on all the exciting things that are happening here in the community throughout the months of May and June. And obviously, as I alluded to earlier, that it's starting to get a little warmer out. I know that sometimes the weather, you know, spring is rainy, kind of cold and a little windy still, but summer is, fingers crossed, just right around the corner. So this program here will be highlighting some activities that will tie into those summer months. And really kicking things off here on the front page here, you are highlighting the summer kickoff, which is happening here at the start of June.
Right. Wednesday, June 4th, we will be partnering with the library to host the summer kickoff. The library focuses on their summer reading programs and wants to get people involved with those as well as some of the other programs that they offer. So they share information about those things. We also want to make sure that we get our information out to people with all of the summer programs that we have and give them a sampling of the types of activities that we do. We have it's located at Swan Park. We have a featured entertainer. This year we'll have a duo of folk singers, and they appeal to their program will be geared toward families, but you know, whether it's kids, adults, older adults, anyone will enjoy that show. We'll also have giant games. We'll have the police department is usually there, and some other community partners that are there. And we have crafts and activities and food, and it's just lots of fun. And it's a great way to kick off the summer. And again, that's Wednesday, June 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Swan Park. And all the activities are free. And in case the weather is bad, we will move it inside to the Beaver Dam High School auditorium.
Great. And I think this is a great opportunity to just quickly mention all the exciting things that have been happening at Beaver Dam Swan Park. There's been lots of really cool new projects underway there to help improve and enhance that park. And I'm sure as a part of the Recreation Department, it's exciting now to host events there and take advantage of a lot of the cool changes that are happening there. I know this next phase three that's kicking off there is going to focus on the band shell and the seating area, which you guys utilize quite a bit. So I'm sure it is exciting to see all this stuff happening there at Swan Park.
It really is. And the activities, we offer a lot of activities that are really multi-generational. And we'll talk about our concerts in a little bit. But we try to organize activities so the whole family really enjoys being there, because there are so many amenities, from the playground to the splash pad to the band shell. The shelters are wonderful to use for different activities. We use the green space for the giant games, bags, cornhole, as some people call it. So it's just a great venue.
Yeah, and that again is happening June 4th at Beaver Dam Swan Park. It's a Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also happening a couple of weeks later there in the month of June is the Peony Tea Party.
Right. There are lots of activities going on in the community for the Arts and Peony Festival in June, and one of them happens to be one that we are partnering with the library on. We will be hosting the event at the Watermark, and people can feel free to come and go anytime they want to on Saturday, June 14th, between 10 a.m. and noon. Dress up, wear a fancy dress and hat, or just be casual, but have some fun and drop in and do that as part of the rest of the activities when you're out and about enjoying the Arts and Peony Festival.
Yeah, that is happening there in the month of June now. This is a couple of years now that the Beaver Dam has hosted this really cool festival, and I didn't realize that this is a really big draw and a gathering for people who are peony aficionados.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's been exciting to see that program develop. Again, that is the Peony Tea Party taking place on June 14th at the Watermark at 209 South Center Street from 10 a.m. to noon. Of course, that is a free event there. And want to here highlight some you look at the city of Beaver Dam. It was named the Tree City USA here recently, not too long ago, with Arbor Day taking place right around the corner. It was also important to celebrate its local fowl here, in it's a city of birds as well. But that's also something that the Recreation Department wants to focus in on.
Right. That's another important designation for us, Bird City, Wisconsin. And we celebrate World Migratory Bird Day on May 10th every year. And the city council, their common council, proclaims the month of May as the official world, I want to make sure that I get this correct, Bird City and World Migratory Bird Day in Beaver Dam on May 10th. So
that's awesome.
And there are it isn't something that we just put a sign up for and say that we do. Just like Arbor Day, there are activities and certain things that we do, education ordinances that we have to make our community bird friendly and to support that.
That's great. And also being, I'm sure, close to the Horicon Marsh, which gets a lot of migratory birds through that area as well, is, I'm sure, a cool part of this as well, and being connected that closely to something that is a big part of the state DNR protection site. And it's great to see a lot of the unique fowl and birds that traverse through not only the marsh there, but also here in the city of Beaver Dam.
So. Right. And we host some educational programs throughout the year, so people can kind of keep an eye out for those. Those are always well attended. We have experts, specialists come from DNR and other organizations like that. That it's always just a lot of fun and something to learn.
Fantastic. Again, we're with Janice Stevens with the Beaver Dam Recreation Department here on Community Comment this morning. We do have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
The 2025 NFL Draft.
It's time to get this show started.
Round one begins Thursday, April 24th.
I'm the most guaranteed person you could take.
Live from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
They're both going to go pretty high, despite the fact that people say they should.
It's our first surprise of the night.
He's going to remember this for the rest of his life, and so will I, and so will my family. This is just a dream come true.
The NFL Draft.
Your home for complete coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft in Titletown is 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
At Preferred Dental Partners, our core values are more than just something we put on our wall. They're something we live out. Core value number 2 is the wow experience. This means that from the moment you walk in the door until the time you leave, we want to provide an experience for our patients that is unlike anything you've had before. There are lots of choices of dentists, and we never want anyone to feel they have to be here. We want them to choose to be here because they feel heard, welcomed, and well cared for. If you want to see what the wow experience is about, call or text Preferred Dental Partners today.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis continues lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. The faithful filing past, a mix of religious faithful and tourists as well. The Pope's funeral will be held this weekend. ABC's Terry Moran has more from the Vatican.
What comes next after Saturday's funeral and burial? The conclave, that ancient process, all the cardinals gathering in the Sistine Chapel, sworn to secrecy to choose the next pope. No date for that has been set yet. Vatican rules say it should be 15 to 20 days after the death of a pope.
The Dow is up more than 1,000 points today. The market's opening solidly higher. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who yesterday described the current tariff tiff with China as unsustainable, is speaking right now at the International Monetary Fund's spring meeting in Washington. The U.S. presenting a proposal to Ukraine for ending the war, part of the deal allowing Russia to retain some of the territory it currently holds. This is ABC News.
Nothing says relaxation like a Slumberland furniture mattress and a radio or speaker with 95.3 WBEV powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
A Beaver Dam woman is facing child pornography charges. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that originated in the town of Beaver Dam. As a result of the investigation, 39-year-old Angela McKay was arrested. More details are at DailyDodge.com. The Beaver Dam Common Council held a first reading this week of an ordinance that would allow golf carts on specified city streets. If approved, a golf cart crossing would be established at the east intersection of University Avenue and Park Avenue. A public hearing on the ordinance, along with possible adoption, is slated for the Common Council's May 5th meeting. Beaver Dam Mayor Bobby Mark provided an update on the effort to fill a vacancy on the Common Council. The District 11 seat is currently unfilled. Mark says the council will be hearing from the 5 candidates and voting on who will serve as alderperson at their May 5th meeting. District 11 is in the northwest corner of Beaver Dam, bounded on the west by the lake and on the south by Denning Avenue. The Beaver Dam Police Department has seen an increase in scams involving federal agencies. Department officials say if you get a text or call from someone claiming to be with any federal agency asking to send them money through gift cards, crypto, or other means, it is a scam. They note that once you send a scammer a gift card or deposit money into a cryptocurrency ATM, your money is likely unrecoverable, and there is little they can do to help. SSM Health was recently recognized for workplace safety. The healthcare provider was honored with the Wisconsin Safety Council Workplace Safety Award during the 83rd Annual Safety Conference. A panel of independent safety, health, and insurance professionals selected the winners based on criteria that included company safety records, training programs, safety and health leadership, and other accomplishments. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 64. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 48. High temperatures reach up to 63. With fog and spots early tomorrow, slight chance of rain showers. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 57.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our home spring sale is going on right now and save up to 50% off of all of our sale prices. Build your own one-of-a-kind sectional with our awesome Simple Elements modular sectionals. Take advantage of our interest-free financing for up to 36 months and save big on reclining sofas starting as little as $495. Take advantage of our interest-free financing for up to 36 months or ask about our doorstep shipping. Shop local and save big during a home sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
As clutch
of a player to ever play basketball.
It's Dame Time on Season 4 of Behind the Bucks on Bucks Plus.
This year, I was like, I need to impose myself more on this team.
Explore Damian Lillard's journey to becoming a top 75 player in NBA history.
That's what really had me feeling like this is going to be great.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant. Find Bucks Plus on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
More Community Comment is on the way in just a moment. First, we want to talk about our friends over at McKinstry's. You can find them under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam right now. They have the Super Spectacular Area Rug clearance event going on, and you can get more than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capel, Surya, Kaz, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary, no matter what your decorating style, McKinstry's has an area rug to match. And sale prices you'll love. Hurry in to McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 166 years. Visit McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. Now, without further ado, here is more Community Comment with Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, Jake, and welcome back into our third segment here this morning of Community Comment. I'm your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to again welcome into the conversation our guests here on the program this morning, the Recreation Administrator with the Beaver Dam Rec Department, Jana Stevens, joining us here on Community Comment this morning. Again, want to give that phone number out. If anybody has questions about any of the programs that we're talking about here this morning, they can call in at 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595. If you have a question again for our guest here on Community Comment, Jana Stevens. Here we are going through the Community Center Courier, which highlights a lot of local events taking place here in the Beaver Dam community over the next 2 months here. I want to kick off this segment here discussing another cool thing that the Recreation Department offers here to the citizens of the community, and that is discounted attraction tickets.
Yes, every summer we offer discounted attraction tickets. Most of the attractions are in Wisconsin Dells. Everything from jet boat adventures, Land of Natura, Mount Olympus, Noah's Ark, and so on. Lots of popular attractions there, as well as Milwaukee County Zoo tickets. And we do this in partnership with the Wisconsin Parks and Recreation Association. They coordinate the program. We sell the tickets, make them available to the community, and we get a portion of the sales, and that helps us fund some projects that we wouldn't otherwise have funded in our budget. So the community can support us by purchasing the tickets, and we can help them save money. It's very important for people to know that they go on sale beginning May 1st through August 29th. And they are available Monday through Friday during our office hours at the Watermark, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if they're planning, just make sure get in. If you need to sneak in during lunch hour or work it into your schedule another way, but they're only available during our office hours.
Great. Yeah. So again, that's the discounted attraction tickets on sale beginning May 1st and available through August 29th. And I'm sure there's a limited amount, so it's first come, first serve. If you guys run out, then that's it.
Right. Well, we can order some more, but if we run out, we don't necessarily get them right away the next day or immediately.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's good to plan. And the tickets all have a different date span. So the Milwaukee County Zoo tickets are good all year. Nope. So whereas the other attractions are more seasonal, and they have dates, the dates that whatever the attractions set.
Great. Again, we're with Jana Stevens with the Beaver Dam Recreation Department here on Community Comment. I want to shift our focus here and discuss another very popular summer activity that people like to do here in Beaver Dam, and that's park shelter reservations.
Yes. The recreation department manages the park shelter reservations for the community. So we want to always remind people that they can reserve their shelters 1 year in advance. So if you know that you have an important birthday celebration, graduation, family reunion, whatever it is, make your shelter reservation with us as soon as possible. The shelters with attached restrooms usually go fastest. We were talking about Swan Park and what a gem that is for our community. The shelters at Swan are usually go very fast. So Tahoe Park is also another popular spot. So, but we have lots of options for people.
Great. What does that process entail if somebody wants to reserve one of these parks?
So they need to come into our office and fill out the reservation form and pay at the time of the reservation. They can also email us or contact us via email, and we can send them the form if it's, we understand a lot of people work during our business hours, so we can kind of expedite the process that way. And there is a way that that people can look at the availability online. So if they do go to our page on the city website and go to our reservations and registrations information, they can take a peek. If they're savvy and enjoy using technology that way, they can also look at that.
Is it can it be done an hourly rental, a day rental, or is people flexible in how long they want to reserve these parks?
We reserve them by the day.
Okay.
So whether they use it for an hour or 2 hours, they're by the day, because our parks department comes in 7 days a week and cleans the shelters, empties the trash, and cleans the restrooms. And so we're not staffed to clean in between events.
Sure.
So it's yours for the day.
Great. Fantastic. Another recent development here I want to highlight, again, as the weather gets warmer, people will be hitting the Beaver Dam Lake in droves here. And there are now boat launches that people can utilize here in the city.
Right. We have boat launches, fishing piers, the kayak launches, and our Parks Department has been working hard to get those installed, and because we know that people are eager to get out on the lake and start enjoying all of those lake activities.
Yeah, it is a popular thing for for people who don't even live in the city of Beaver Dam. People travel in and commute here to take advantage of the lake here, so be sure to don't hesitate if you want to be able to utilize the boat launches here in the city of Beaver Dam. Also here, want to be sure we highlight another popular summer activity that is throughout the course of the summer. That is the Music in the Park series.
Yes, we have two concert series for our Music in the Park. We have Jam by the Dam at Tahoe Park. We have three concerts scheduled throughout the summer, June, July, and August at Tahoe. And Wednesday nights, we have at Swan Park, we have Wednesday Night Live beginning June 11th through July 30th. And we'll have a different band each week, except for July 2nd. That's the holiday week. We don't have a concert that week, but other Wednesday nights we have concerts at the park. Both of Jam by the Dam and Wednesday Night Live are very family-friendly and just very community. It's that community vibe, community spirit, multi-generations, and lots of fun.
Fantastic. So. Again, the first Jam by the Dam Music in the Park series kicks off June 11th, and that runs through the summer months here.
Yeah, that's Wednesday Night Live is June 11th.
Yes.
Jam by the Dam, their first concert is Friday, June 20th. Those are all Friday nights once a month.
Thank you for that clarification. They have Music in the Park Wednesday nights, Jam by the Dam Friday nights. So plenty of opportunities to listen to some great music here in the parks here in the city of Beaver Dam. Also, there's a concert here happening during the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival as well.
Yes. We are partnering with the Beaver Dam Chamber of Commerce to host Ian Seaholm and the Night Thieves on Saturday, June 14th at Swan Park. That will be in conjunction with the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival. So they are a great band. One of the members in the band was in the Leadership Beaver Dam program mm-hmm. a number of years ago that brought the welcome sign back to Swan Park. So I'm sure that there are listeners out there that recognize the welcome sign, the lighted sign.
Yeah.
And they worked on that to get the funding and the work done to get that installed. So he's excited about playing with his band at this event, and we're excited to host such a great band. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. Also want to be sure we highlight here on Community Comment a bunch of fun water activities mm-hmm. that are happening here. Obviously, the new splash pad at Swan Park has been a huge draw for the kids here in the community, but there's also other things that people can do.
Yes, yes. So the splash pad, their first full season was last year. It opened the end of 2023. Full season last year, very, very popular, and I'm sure it will continue to be so. But we have other options. We have Crystal Lake Beach, which is a lifeguarded beach. We do have guards there in the afternoons, 7 days a week, weather permitting. And we kick off the season at the beach on June 2nd. So that will be just around the corner. People are free to go and go to the beach other times. We just don't have lifeguards on duty at other times. We also have watercraft rentals at Waterworks Park. That includes canoes, kayaks, and stand-up paddle boards. We have our hours posted for that 7 days a week. And there are fees for that, anywhere from hourly of $15 or a half day for $25, full day for $35. But people can get a season pass for $40 to use for the whole summer, any type of equipment they want during the times that we're open. One of the catches is the equipment can only be used there. It can't be taken off site. But it's a great service for the community.
Fantastic. Again, all the things that we're highlighting today here on Community Comment is in the Community Center Courier, which will be available here shortly. We don't have an official date yet when that will be released. You're still doing some of the finishing touches on that, correct?
We're putting on the finishing touches. It will be available in the next few days. The good thing is we do an email blast to several thousand people that we have in our database, Facebook, and it lands around the community as we talked, and they can always seek it out. Because we know that people they're interested in a lot of these summer activities, knowing when kids' activities are happening, when the beach is opening or the splash pad. We do already have a lot of that information in our March and April Community Center Courier, but we have lots of new things that we've added for May and June, so we'll talk about those in just a minute.
Yeah, we will. Again, a good tease here for our fourth and final segment of Community Comment. Here we're with Janice Stevens, the Recreation Administrator with the Beaver Dam Rec Department. We have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Hey, this is Wade Bates, and I'm inviting you to join me October 28th as we discover lovely Tuscany with Colette in the 95.3 WBEV Taste of Tuscany Tour. We'll unpack once for a leisurely seven-night hotel stay in Montecatini Terme, the famous resort and spa town. Enjoy fabulous local wines and the region's famous cuisine. Discover sprawling vineyards, medieval hill towns, and explore the cultural treasures of Florence. Explore the charming towns of Lucca, Pisa, and the Italian countryside. We'll even enjoy a chef-led Tuscan cooking class and learn how the famous pecorino cheese is made at a local farm. This and so much more. Colette handles all the details, flights, meals, hotels, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. Join me for the WBEV Taste of Tuscany trip by calling Holly at Memory Making Travel at 262-707-3342 or check out the link at dailydodge.com.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new.
They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable, presented by Hands-Free Skechers Slip-Ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as Slip-Ins? I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, Slip-Ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles. Find Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
Vesely, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And with the last segment today for Community Comment, here is Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into Community Comment. We are joined on the program this morning with Janice Stevens. She is the Recreation Administrator with the Beaver Dam Recreation Department. It is your last opportunity, if you have a question for our guest here this morning on Community Comment, to call in that number, 920-885-4446. If you don't like hearing yourself on the radio, no problem. You can text 920-887-9595, and we'll be sure to get those questions again to our guest, Janice Stevens, with the Beaver Dam Recreation Department. Here in our last segment of Community Comment today, we will be really honing in, focusing in on the youth programs that are offered here in the community. Obviously, this is the time of year that those things really start ramping up as kids start ramping down on the school year and start enjoying their summer vacation.
Right. So we have some programs already out there for the public in our March and April Community Center Courier. Tennis lessons, golf lessons, aerial yoga, and our STEM camps. But we've just added some more programs. We're partnering with Dodge County Center for the Arts to offer three art camps this summer for three different age groups, and we're excited about partnering with them again this year on that. Those will be held at the Dodge County Center for the Arts, and they will culminate in an art show at the end of each week that the kids are there. So 1 week will be for ages 4 through 6. The next week will be 7 through 9 year olds, and the third week will be 10 to 12-year-olds. So if art is a passion for your kids, that's a great opportunity for a week-long camp program, and Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's a great opportunity. We are also partnering with Art on the Town to offer lots of one-day art classes, and everything from acrylic paint, pour painting, black light painting. We have several pottery classes, as well as succulent, creating succulent terrariums, jewelry making, you name it, you can do it at Art on the Town. And we're thrilled to be partnering on them with them on some special classes. And some of the classes are for youth only. Some are for families, so whatever that might be, it could be grandma and grandpa and the kids, parents and kids. It could be a couple, family classes, as well as adult art classes with Art on the Town. So there's lots of information in the Courier, so don't miss that.
Great.
And we're also partnering with Nancy Zeman Studios to offer some sewing camps for kids. Some exciting things there. Five different projects, an apron, bucket hat, wool pillow, log cabin quilt, and lounge pants. Hmm. And kids can choose from one or all five of those projects. Each is a day-long project. They start at 9 o'clock in the morning and finish up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And those classes are held at Nancy Zeman Studios. And the kids will get the sewing instruction, all of the materials that they need to create their project, and they'll go home with something they can be really proud of.
That's exciting. And another really cool and exciting thing happening that is popular with the youth is the Enrichment League and what they offer there.
Yes, yes. So we've been working with the Youth Enrichment League company for the past several years. They offer STEM classes and camps. We're happy to be offering coding, robotics, and video game design with them this year. There are four different camps for different age groups, and those will all be held at the Watermark, and they will be led by the YEL, Youth Enrichment League, staff, who are specialty. They bring in all of their equipment and have specialized staff who are really great at working with the kids and teaching them. They're learning and having fun at the same time.
Fantastic. Excuse me. Fantastic. Again, we're with Janice Stevens, the Recreation Administrator with the Beaverdam Recreation Department here on Community Comment. We just have a few more minutes left here on our program this morning. Jana, what are some of the other youth programs that we want to highlight in our final few minutes of the program this morning?
So I just mentioned briefly tennis lessons. We have everything from quick start for 7 to 10-year-olds to beginner, intermediate, and advanced for kids who are 11 to 17 years old. We have three awesome tennis staff lined up for the summer, and they are enthusiastic, excited about teaching the kids, and that's just one of our summer staple programs. We're also partnering with the Old Hickory Golf Club to offer golf lessons for kids this summer. So that's a great opportunity for kids to get out there and learn how to play golf from the pros. Also an aerial yoga class for kids. So how cool is that?
Very cool.
Olivia Schomber, who teaches yoga for us year-round at the Watermark, she is teaching this specialty class for youth. That is for older kids, 9 to 16. So, you know, as kids get older, there are fewer and fewer opportunities, structured opportunities for them. That's something really cool just for those older youth. And then one new thing that we're offering this year, one of our seasonal staff members, she's a college student at UW-Madison. She's a music education major, and she is going to be leading a program called Sing and Play for kids. It'll be lots of fun. They'll be making their own instruments and learning about music and singing and playing games and just having fun.
Great, fantastic. Again, all the things that have been highlighting this morning on Community Comment will be featured in the next edition of the Community Center Courier, which will be available throughout the city here in the next couple of days. As Jana mentioned, there's an email blast that gets sent out here through everyone who follows the Recreation Department, and they'll be alerted that this is available to pick up here in the community. But we are just about out of time here on a Community Comment this morning. Want to, again, thank our guest for taking the time to join us this morning on Community Comment, Jana Stevens, Recreation Administrator with the Beaverdam Recreation Department. Jana, thank you again so much for coming on Community Comment today.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.